What's up, guys? My name is Leighton Boer. I'm your host of the podcast called Leighton Minutes. I'm super excited to bring you a podcast in 10 minutes or less, because in this crazy world, sometimes that is all we got. In those 10 minutes, we are going to get after our overall health, nutrition, and mindset, provide you amazing content in order to transcend you to a brand new level physically, mentally, and emotionally. With that being said, sit back, relax, enjoy yourself some Leighton Minutes. In the meantime, keep moving, stay uncommon, and be scrappy. What's happening, guys? Welcome back to another podcast of Leighton Minutes. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Leighton Boer, and we are going to put our oxygen mask on first. Keep our feet in the aisle at all times. I'm sure you guys have rode a plane or heard about people riding a plane or watched Tommy Boy. They go over, you know, how to put your oxygen mask on, and if you want to save that person next to you, well, you can't save them if you don't put your oxygen mask on. In other words, you guys can't pour from an empty cup. If you want to take care of the people in your life that you care about the most, and all you do all day, every day is put yourself last, then you are being selfish and you are not going to be able to provide the care that, the level of care that you want to provide. Not even close, basically. You know, you need to take care of yourself, guys. And I'm going to help you recognize that today, right here, right now. So I want to talk to you about mindset and help you unlock the best version of you, because we can do that. You can do that. In order for that to happen, we must mentally decide to make a change before any physical change can ever occur. We all have a reason why we start something like a healthy lifestyle for ourselves. Give yourself some time to be honest with yourself. What is it that you are looking to improve in your life? And once you have this figured out, why do you desire this? If your reason why is to lose weight, inches, tone up, burn fat, yada, yada, ask yourself, why do I want to do that specifically? Why do I specifically want to lose weight, specifically want to lose inches? Why do I specifically want to tone up? Why do I specifically want more energy? How much more energy do I want? What, when I get that energy, what do I think I'll be able to do in my day? What do I think I'll be able to provide for my family when I have that energy? How will I feel with that kind of level of energy? So really be specific about your goals and what it is you want. Specificity, is that a word? I don't think so. Just be specific, guys. More specifically, when it's all said and done, what will your purpose in life be? So we're really digging deep. But don't just go through the motions, guys. It's amazing how many people just live for Friday, live for the weekend, just so they can avoid Monday and complain that Monday's here. Well, you need to really reevaluate what it is you're doing Monday through Thursday so you don't live for Friday, because that's a huge thing. You know, I'm going to be honest, we work most of our lives. You know, we do. You know, you either live to work or you work to live, whatever your motto may be. But I choose not to avoid Monday through Thursday. I choose to embrace Monday through Thursday. I'm not here to brag about. I found something that I love, and that is that best suits my skill set. But I'm here to help you understand that you can love every minute of your process, and you can feel very fulfilled with what you bring to the table. Just know that. So what I've learned from thousands of focus meetings, my individual one-on-one times with my amazing, amazing members, is that women, especially moms, put themselves last in their life. So many of you moms hold yourself, you know, responsible for so many things in your daily life. Your needs often come last or get placed on the back burner. So know that it is okay to put yourself first, especially for your workouts too. Whether you guys work out at Burn Boot Camp across the nation or not, you know, whether it's 3% of your day or 4% of your day, you know, which would be 45 to 60 minutes. Workout. That's a fun fact. That's only 3 or 4% of your day. We need to shift our mindset in understanding that by putting ourselves first, we will become happier and healthier versions of ourselves, thus being able to give our loved ones the best versions of themselves possible. I truly believe, you know, you are not a product of a situation you are placed in, and the manner in which you handle your circumstances makes you who you are. I believe that you are in control of your destiny, and you can produce any outcome for your life that you desire with a positive mental approach that is purpose-driven. Purpose. Like, you don't need an alarm clock if you wake up with purpose. You know, people ask me every single day, because I get up, for you, those of you that don't know, I wake up every day. I got an alarm set at 3:15, and by some act of God, I have a catcher at 3:23 in case I don't get up. But I get up every time because I wake up with purpose. And people say, how do you have so much energy? Well, it's pretty freaking simple. I love what I do, and I love the people that surround me. I love my team, and I love what I'm doing it for, because I'm doing it all for the right reasons. I'm genuine about it, and I'm authentic about it, because the people that are in front of me that I'm trying to help, they are genuine, they trust me, and they are authentic, and they have every bit of integrity as anybody in this planet. So be intentional every day about what it is you are striving to be. Visualization is huge for making a lasting change. That's the one thing I want to leave you guys with. Take 5 minutes out of your day to just visualize your perfect situation. This can be during breakfast. This can be in the shower in the morning or during break. Visualizing positive outcomes will produce actual positive outcomes. You better believe that. So instead of waking up, hopping on your phone, scrolling through social media or listening to the news and listening to all the negative things that are out there, visualize what your perfect situation looks like, your positive situation, and make it happen. And you continue to visualize that, it will produce that actual positive outcome. So you guys go out there and kill it today. I hope you're fired up like I am. Keep moving, stay in common, and be scrappy.